We live in a culture of celebrity, where an unknown can become an overnight sensation on American Idol. It's the same for the internet. Anyone can create a personal brand online, which may help to find a job or keep one. Judy Martin explains.
A handful of students kick off the evening news at Hofstra University's WRHU.
Coming up on Newsline today, Monday, April 13, 2009.
It finally appears to be a death knell for the Broadwater Project.
A top Nassau County...
22-year-old Kim Saltmarsh is not just cultivating her sound. She's cultivating her personal brand. Every day, she's on Facebook and LinkedIn, updating her online image.
The beauty of online is that not only can you make a profile about yourself, but this is a way to really sell yourself. You're pitching who you are. I can attach my resume from a Word document. I can also add links, which I am in the process of now, adding video and audio. All of this instead of just making a cold call.
It might just pay off. A recent CareerBuilder.com survey found 1 in 5 employers are using social networks to research job candidates. Dan Shawbell is the author of Me 2.0, Build a Powerful Brand to Achieve Career Success.
It's the best career security and insurance policy you can have, because along with personal branding is developing a network that can support you as you grow. And it's protection, because the more people that know what you do, they'll know to go to you for the next big position.
And in the noise of a difficult job market, the easier it'll be for prospective employers to search and find your brand. Here in Times Square, many of the world's greatest brands are represented in brightly lit billboards. The offices of PR giant Edelman Digital overlook the mammoth displays. Senior Vice President Steve Rebell, who also writes the popular blog MicroPersuasion.com, predicts the emergence of corporate all-stars, blogging workers who have personal brands but can act as ambassadors for their companies to clients and the public.
If the companies want to, they view social network and social media as being strategically important to them, they will target people who they feel could help them build relationships, who also understand their business. They are looking for those digital natives.
But no matter how strong the personal brand, Rebell says excellence in performance will trump anything.
And good evening, everyone. I'm Kim Saltmarsh.
As for Saltmarsh, her next step, Twitter. For NPR News, I'm Judy Martin in New York.
This is NPR News.